you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
We'll magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, June 19th, 2019. Returning.
Oh, a lot of 19s. Go ahead.
Returning in the studio for his second day.
Wow.
Our very own copy editor, our friend. We are unworthy to be seated next to Rob Seidenberg.
Less than the least of all saints. Yes, trust me.
Yes. Oh, that's nice. I started to say the one and only, but Mark went on so long, I was afraid to be overkill.
Oh, well, I have a special feature before we read a story that you've penned, Rob, because these special guests are going to be introduced in this article, but we'll play a little of their music in just a second. A little introduction. You're going to hear their voices and hear all about them in this article. Their names are Steve and Ruth Smith, and we were talking and discussing. Now, it's not bluegrass, it's
Appalachian music.
Appalachian music.
Yeah. Because I was at a little bluegrass concert on Saturday. It's kind of interesting. One of my pinnacle buddies, I've referred to them in the past. I meet with them every Thursday at the...
That's the elite group, guys.
Yeah, the elite. High-powered, high-capacity
individuals.
We're just
the regular people down here.
Yeah,
right. Me and Rob.
No. So we meet at the Muhammad IGA. There's the
Need to ramp it up. Yeah, you meet at the Muhammad IGA.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
awesome.
Marsh is one of the members, and he's the owner of that.
Sorry, Brooks.
And so, yeah. So we meet in like the side room.
That's
kind of a private meeting area. Anyway, Mark Kessler, he's the head kahuna, chief operating officer, president of the Dewey Country Club. He created that, and last
year... My eyes are blinking.
Nobody
can see it.
That's right. Yeah, the Dewey Country Club.
I didn't know.
A very select few members get to be a part of this elite organization.
Do they meet at the banquet room at the IGA, too?
Actually, last year they met in his yard at his house.
I'm not making fun of it. That's really cool. I mean it. That is really cool.
But this year, because of the rain, they met at a fitness center in
Muhammad. Oh, they meet outdoors. Okay.
Yeah. So,
Mark,
Really country club. Country.
As a rural person... It's interesting to me that town people always want to have a country club. Do you think rural people ever start a town club?
Hey, that's really cool. Okay.
So, it was at the No Limit Fitness Center, which I guess Mark and his son own the building and have a fitness center there in Muhammad.
No Limit Fitness Center.
Yeah,
No Limit Fitness Center.
So they moved all the equipment to the side and had this bluegrass band called Wildwood present. So it was kind of a fun gathering, and there's a membership to be a part of that.
You know what? I have heard that band.
Dewey Country Club.
I have heard that band. It's mostly a family.
And they were great.
They are good, yeah.
So it was the first experience for Holly and Esther. Esther kind of sat there like, you know, as
what
a 10-year-old.
What are we doing, Dad?
Yeah, I'm bored. You know?
Another thing.
Yeah. But it was very great.
Fun.
And it was a lot of fun.
Well, Billy Graham had that church in the Wildwood. Do you remember that, Rob? Yeah, I love that.
But today's music that you're about to hear is, what do you say again? How do you call it?
I call it Appalachian music, but you should really ask Marianne, who grew up in the region. She has a different idea about this. We've been arm wrestling for about 10 minutes already.
For this show, we'll say the Appalachian.
Appalachian.
Music.
Okay. So you're going to hear some of their music and a little of their voice, and then we'll have Rob read a story from this month's edition of the Prime Lifetimes, but not any story, the front page.
You bet.
Front page. And you'll see the couple photographed there, Steve and Ruth Smith.
They're very cool people.
With their guitar and their banjo. And what's this thing up here, Rod?
That's the dulcimer, isn't it?
This is the dulcimer.
That's
what's
a hammer
thing?
Dulcimer. The one you're looking at is a mountain dulcimer, which she also plays, and those are often confused. It has four strings, and look at how many her dulcimer has.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this music.
Okay, so no further ado.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that Sound of Music?
It's Shakespeare. Okay. Well, Rob said he pinned something. I thought that sounded like Shakespeare. You said that. Pins.
Okay, here it comes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ruth and I are from northwestern North Carolina, here in the Blue Ridge Mountains, a little place called Zionville, right on the Tennessee-North Carolina border, up on what they call Snake Mountain. The thing that's most important to us is it's really the dead center heart of Appalachian traditional music.
The music is just so important to our hearts and to our souls that that's the ultimate goal, is to put forward music that ministers to the deep places inside that nothing else can get to.
I love that. Beautiful music.
It really touches me. It's beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
Now, you've heard them live, Rob, I guess, a time
or
two?
Yeah, sometimes they come and stay at our house and say, we really apologize, but it would be okay if we practiced in your living room.
I think we need to say who these people, these fantastic people are, why they're at Rob's house.
It just turns out we're real special people, and they come and see us. Uh-huh. But we're special because my wife, Mary, is Ruth's next youngest sister.
Oh.
So, yeah, they come from a long musical tradition, and their dad retired as an emeritus music professor from the University of Illinois some years ago.
She came by rightly.
Oh, yeah. So this is from the June edition, okay. Mountain Music for the Soul.
All right.
By Rob Seidenberg.
There goes my witness protection. For over 40 years, this amazing North Carolina couple, Steve and Ruth Smith, have made lovely music together. From the front porch of their little log cabin, you can look out at the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains that inspired their Appalachian music. Listen to the haunting but uplifting strains of their inspiring tunes, and you feel a Celtic influence, at times subtle, at times plaintive, woven through the fabric of their songs. They performed on PBS's Song of the Mountain throughout the United States and overseas in Scotland, England, Japan, Korea, the Philippines, Hong Kong, Thailand, Australia, New Zealand, Tonga, and Canada.
And now have had their debut on Great News Radio.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Let's put that in.
They're also regulars at Merlefest and other major annual music festivals. Steve, an ASCAP award-winning songwriter, plays fingerstyle guitar and clawhammer mountain banjo as well as ukulele. And they would pronounce that ukulele a little differently, like ukulele, because it's a Hawaiian word, and they spent years living in Hawaii with Youth with a Mission.
Yeah, and people unfamiliar with ASCAP, that's one of the music licensing companies or entities that we have to pay as a radio ministry each and every year to play the songs that people hear over the air.
Yeah, we have to pay them, but they pay Steve and Ruth.
Oh, that's great. I like it. I feel better about everything. Okay.
He's a well-known instructor at musical workshops. His heartwarming lyrics are about faith, family, a sense of place, and about music itself. His delivery is authentic and warm with a conversational style of musical storytelling. Ruth, a sought-after hammered dulcimer player and instructor, writes repertoire methods books for learners, including songs she's composed or arranged for this beautiful instrument. She brings a bright sweetness to her playing and her compositions, adding traditional Irish melodies, old Christmas songs, traditional hymns, and more. A prolific songwriter, Ruth honored her late 89-year-old mom with the eponymous song, Jesse
The
May.
Eponymous song?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, those are you wordsmiths out there. Can you spell that?
Here's the name of the song. The name of the song is Jesse May. And so that's her name, so it's eponymous. So if you have something, if we have the Mark
E-P-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S,
Burns.
E-P-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S, just in case you want to add this to your repertoire of words.
Yeah, you're supposed to go out and get the newspaper and read it yourself. Okay. She also wrote A Good Life to honor her late father, Willis Robert Coggins, who retired as emeritus professor of music from the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. My personal favorite Ruth composition is An Appalachian Air, which evokes alluring imagery of the rushing mountain streams and spring wildflowers around her mountain home.
And we might close out the program with a portion of that. We'll see if we can pull that together.
That would be wonderful.
Awesome. Ruth recently worked with renowned luthier Russell Cook to develop a new hammered dulcimer model produced by Masterworks.
Now wait, what's a renowned luthier?
A luthier builds and maybe repairs, but primarily builds musical instruments.
Luthier.
A luthier, yeah.
That's a great word. Okay.
Learning curve is pretty high today.
I think that we should write that down, and we can say it a lot in future programs, so we memorize that important
thing. Hey, which of your luthier. Friends are luthiers?
Yeah. Somebody's going to mix it up with Lutheran. Go ahead. A luthier. I love it. Okay, keep reading.
So a new hammered dulcimer model produced by Masterworks, Cook graciously named it the Ruth Smith model.
That's now, pretty impressive.
There's a little story behind that because everybody began calling it that.
Yeah.
She went and helped design it because when she travels around the world, she has a lot of trouble.
Now, we're digressing here. This is not in the
this
article.
Is
this
that's
is
true.
Extra content.
Yeah, this is
picking
inside
up
only information.
Here only
Great
here.
News Radio.
It's like that's on right. a DVD movie. It's that bonus feature. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's right. Well, so they would, it would say this side up, and they would put it upside down. They would throw it, and they would break things. And I won't blame any particular airline.
What are we talking about?
Well, that's why she helped them develop that dulcimer.
Oh.
Primarily so she could travel with it.
Really?
Okay. And now...
Because many of them that were broke were...
Well, they're just rough with luggage
they
sometimes.
They are.
The handlers can be rough or thoughtless.
So they named it after her.
So it's named after her, but it's named... Really, the people who bought it started calling it that, and then he kind of acquiesced in that.
Sure.
Stephen Ruth, who won many musical honors, are performing and teaching at the Gebhardt Woods Dulcimer and Traditional Music Festival at Morris, Illinois, and that's just passed. I was glad they stopped by on their way home. That's not in the story either.
Mm-hmm.
On June 7 and 8 this year. Then on June 23 through 28th, they'll be at the week-long Kentucky Music Week Festival at Bardstown with daytime workshops and evening concerts.
Still time to get your tickets and travel mm-hmm. there.
That's right. To sample their fascinating music, download songs, order CDs or dulcimer books, visit their website at www.stephenandruth.com. And you can really listen to some beautiful music.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to tell you. And I'll give you your money back if you don't like it, okay?
I am so impressed with these folks. They are so talented. And just their pictures and the things I've seen in them, they just kind of radiate some sort of goodness.
Yeah. They're pretty special people.
Yes,
no
they are.
No doubt about that.
Yes,
and when
are.
We went to look at their music, we just typed in www.stephenandruth.com. It'll take you mm-hmm. to their website. And mm-hmm. there's about a 12 or 14 minute introduction to some of their music. And they mm-hmm. narrate introducing you to their ministry of music and
right.
such. So we'll close out with a song from them. But yeah, they look like a lovely couple. In fact, as I was mentioning, that bluegrass concert that is a part of on Saturday, I brought mm-hmm. in one of the papers and
oh,
said,
did
are you guys familiar with them? And they said, no, but they sound or seem familiar somewhat. And
well, now they are,
yeah.
since you took the paper.
And a lot of people, we're going through a lot of papers this month, and mm-hmm. I wonder if it's because of this front page article.
I think this is a very attractive and appealing story for the front page.
I want to add that their son, Ryan, who's studying to be a physician's assistant, is going to be deployed to Kuwait for a year to 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's getting ready to leave for train-up
deployment.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you want to send him care packages, as I do, get a hold of me or get a hold of Mark. Mark will send him. No, I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. You know, I try to do that when he's deployed, maybe every two or 3 weeks.
That's really good,
care package.
Rob. Yeah, that's really good. Well, I think that's really neat that this is Mary's sister, that Mary is
it
Rob's
is
wife.
That's neat, too.
I like
even
Mary.
Neater.
She tends to agree with me on things.
Oh, no,
well, it's true. Rob will say, oh, Mary said that as well. She agrees with you.
Yep, this is the June edition of the Prime Life Times. This is the front page story. Rob is not only a content contributor, but spends many hours previewing this paper along with Marianne to make sure there's no typos or errors and make it a quality paper that is continuing to grow. And as we expand and add additional locations and advertisers and content contributors, mm-hmm. this paper just keeps growing. So we really appreciate it. And all the feedback that we continue to receive, it's just been wonderful. So this is our Wednesday in review, the Prime Life Times in review.
We had forgotten to say that the past few Wednesdays. We do it, but we forget to say that's the title of our Wednesday show is Prime Life Times in review.
And we did mention Rob was on yesterday.
Yeah.
We're going to begin turning our Tuesdays into Testimony Tuesdays again. So
for the summer.
We'll have people sharing faith journey stories and honoring the Lord Jesus Christ and how God has led them these many years or even just recently if they're new to following the Lord Jesus Christ.
You bet. There's a couple other articles. Actually, there's a lot of articles in this paper that are worth reading. There really are. One that Cindy Guthrie wrote about perfectionism has just touched so many people. They keep mentioning it, Clearing Leaves with Tweezers. What a title. But there's another one. I can't pronounce his name, Rob. You wrote about the professor.
Yeah, it's Nick Holonyuk Jr.
I think we should read that one, too.
He has a PhD.
Yeah. Do you want, is it okay if we read that one, too? Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, that's on page A13.
Now, before you start, please. You actually read this to him, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a real compliment because he said that it was an accurate article. So
good. Good to know.
Can one person really change the world? A frequently heard excuse for not voting in an election or for skipping an important local government meeting is one person just can't make a difference. Don't tell Professor Emeritus Nick Holonyuk Jr. that. Among his many accomplishments, Dr. Holonyuk holds 41 patents. Perhaps best known for his groundbreaking work in getting light from a diode, and thus inventing the LED, the light-emitting diode, this remarkable nonagenarian American scholar and researcher has received
nonagenarian. That's another word.
Yeah,
I'm writing them down.
I use that all the time.
You and I are going to say those words, Mark. You watch
okay,
for it, Rob.
If I said octogenarian, would you know what that was?
Yeah.
Person in his 80s. This is a nonagenarian.
Yeah.
I'm a septuagenarian, just in case, just for the record. Okay. He's received numerous awards, including the Benjamin Franklin Medal awarded just 2 years ago. There's even an Optical Society of America award named in Holonyuk's honor. It's been presented each year since 1998. This Nick Holonyuk Jr. Award is presented to an individual who has made significant contributions to optics based on semiconductor-based optical devices and materials, including basic science and technological applications. The OSA, in initiating this award, recognized the incredible contribution Dr. Holonyuk's work has made to the field of optics. According to the OSA, the award bears his name because Holonyuk made distinguished contributions to the field of optics through the development of semiconductor-based light-emitting diodes and semiconductor lasers. From eye exams to the tiny lights on radio studio equipment.
Okay. I'm looking at
all those
LEDs right now.
How many are there up there?
A lot.
Bunch, and
yeah,
they flicker.
That's right. And you wouldn't have those without Professor
Holonyuk. My word, Mark. That's incredible. Okay.
To that little red light, that little LED on your TV, the LED readout on your wristwatch, your powerful though tiny flashlight, and the LED light bulb on your back porch, Dr. Holonyuk's work has literally changed our world, and his advanced scientific work goes far beyond such everyday applications.
And he lives right here in the greater Champaign-Urbana
area? He lives right
here
in Urbana, yeah.
We're famous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, this one man's persistence and ingenuity will have a lasting influence on our technology and our everyday lives for centuries to come. Now his alma mater, the University of Illinois, is naming its micro and nanotechnology lab in his honor. As Dr. Rashik Bashir, Dean of the Engineering Department, put it recently, this is a small way to thank him for everything he's done. So thank you, Professor Holonyuk. We are all in your debt. And I would go on to say that if the Nobel Prize Committee is listening, it's about time they gave Professor Holonyuk the Nobel Prize.
I agree. And, of course, they are listening.
Everyone.
I've heard 9 out of 10 of the top Nobel Prize.
That's right. Every Wednesday. Mark and friends.
Yeah. The fact is that every one of his major grad students who studied under him has had a Nobel Prize. So
oh,
I'm
my
just
goodness.
Saying. And they built on his foundation. He's kind of a cultural hero
you.
Of mine.
And Clearing Leaves with Tweezers is all about sweet Cindy, who went out, found herself out pulling leaves with tweezers out of her bushes so they'd be ready for the spring. And then she woke up and realized, wow, I'm being perfectionist.
I'm inviting her over to my place next
so
week.
Many people have been struck with that title.
Wow. Hey, I think we have to come up with like an award or a title like the Rob Seidenberg Award for words or the...
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I can do it.
Yes.
I've got luthier, nonagenarian. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Eponymous? Did you write down eponymous?
I wrote down nanotechnology because it sounded like a sci-fi movie, but that didn't apply to here. Okay. What is that? What was the other one?
Eponymous.
Oh, no, I didn't get
that. If something's named after you.
Oh, that. Yeah, I knew that one, though. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'd already looked it
up. Don't put it down there.
It's
a good issue. There's
lots
a lot of
other
of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of great stories. In fact, in this edition, the June edition of the Prime Life Times, we list nearly the 300 locations where you can pick up the paper. So this is a great one to have as a resource. So no matter what the town you live in, there's a paper nearby you somewhere.
Yeah.
And you can find out the specific location and the address.
Yeah, and if you like asparagus, don't miss the B11, page B11, Be Inspired article by Bette Schmidt.
It's Betty Schmidt. We heard she gave a talk in Danville, Mark. People wanted to hear her talk about her column and about the paper. So anybody out there wants to invite her, I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah. What we need to do is invite her, but make sure we have her do a demonstration of one of her recipes.
Of a whole bunch of recipes.
And not just recipes, some desserts, too.
Yeah, we should have it prepared in advance so then we can serve it. Right.
Lots and lots of recipes.
We've got to get her in the studio one of these days.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be awesome.
I had lunch with her. She is delightful.
And, you know,
absolutely
she spent years and years herself in newspaper business.
Mm-hmm. Really. Yeah, she did.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to close out with a portion of one of your favorite songs, An Appalachian Air by Ruth Smith. I think I got that word out, so we'll close out with a portion of that, hoping that you'll continue to tune in throughout the day. Be blessed by this and other songs that we pick out and pray that God touches your heart with. And thank you, Mary Ann. Thank you, Rob, for being a part of today's program. Thanks for listening. This is Mark Burns, Mary Ann Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
God bless.